This is Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director, Sean Ashley. Sean, just 3 days into the legislative special session to address the $215 million budget hole, the House and Senate suspended the session subject to the call of the chair. Now, in the context of a special session, what does that mean?
Well, it means we're waiting for them to come back. At this point, nothing has been accomplished. No bills have been passed, and nothing has been sent to the governor. So we are in a holding pattern until they decide to come back and consider some legislation and debate it.
The cigarette tax increase is the big ticket item, with Democrats also pushing for raising the gross production tax on oil and gas drilling. Are legislators and the governor closing in on a deal?
It sounds as if they may be working toward a deal. Whether they're closing in or not is yet to be seen. Governor Mary Fallon met with the House Republican caucus on Wednesday for more than 2 hours. We heard from some that she was indeed pitching some sort of proposal to them, but it seems no agreement has been reached there. She also met with Senate Republicans, probably to update them on the status of those talks and to see what other ideas they may be interested in pursuing as well. They need to come together on a deal soon, or time for state agencies is going to become very, very precious.
It takes 76 votes in the House to pass a tax increase. Are the votes there? Where will they come from?
That is one of the big questions hovering over this special session. House Speaker Charles McCall said the other day that three-quarters of his caucus was prepared to vote for the cigarette tax. But in talking to House Republicans, that doesn't seem to be the case. We've talked in the past about those Republicans who were no new taxes. They wouldn't vote for any tax increases. And in fact, if you look back during the regular session, they didn't vote for any tax increases. Those number about 24, I'm told. So with a total of 72 Republicans in the House right now, that leaves 48 who would vote for a tax increase. If you then had all 28 Democrats join with them, you would have 76, the minimum number necessary to approve any tax increase. That means you can't afford to lose another Republican, and you can't lose any Democrats if you're going to pass tax increases in this special legislative session.
The margin is just that narrow.
It's non-existent.
Governor Fallon says she will veto any budget plan that further cuts government services. Is that pledge pushing the sides toward a resolution that will generate more dollars than are needed to just fill the current budget hole?
I think it very well may. We saw during the regular session that she made a pledge that she needed to see additional revenue generated and cuts kept to a minimum. And lawmakers were able to reduce cuts to about 5% for those agencies that received them. And they did provide some additional revenue-raising measures, even though the tobacco cessation fee was eventually thrown out by the Oklahoma Supreme Court, which leads us to where we are today. She seems to be holding to that pledge and has emphasized that even on social media, pointing out, as she did during her State of the State address, that a number of agencies have received large cuts over the last several years, some accounting for 66% of their original appropriation levels, and that further cuts would endanger state services.
Is a teacher pay raise in play?
I think it very well may be. If additional revenue can be generated and enough to fund that pay raise would be available, I think they would move for it.
The health department has announced employee furloughs. That illustrates the dire situation the affected agencies find themselves in while waiting for any more money from the state. They may still have to cut.
We're getting into a very dangerous situation financially here. Any revenue-raising measures passed by the legislature in the next few days and signed by the governor can't take effect for 90 days, and that would be early January when you would begin collecting the tax. That means state agencies would not see it in their pocketbooks until sometime in February. So those agencies, the Health Care Authority, the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, and the Health Department, which are losing the tobacco cessation money, run the risk of seeing their monthly budgets greatly diminished, and how they're going to handle that in these coming months is something they have yet to tell us.
That's Capital Insider. Catch us on KGOU.org and get the Capital Insider podcast on iTunes. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.